This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fascinating. From Hillary's former pollster, Mark Penn. He polls for Harvard-Harris. Mm-hmm. Listen to what's happened to the Democrats. Okay, no, Trump is really popular right now. Part of that's honeymoon period. That always happens. Okay, he'll take some dings and some dents, and his numbers will come down a little. It's just how it goes. But it's not usual for the party out of power to continue to get less popular after the election. Take a listen to what is happening to the Democrats.
Well, I've got some new polling that I've just looked at, and frankly, the Democratic Party is falling off a cliff. The ratings, which were in the high 40s, are going to be like 35%. And I think the basic question, who's doing better job as president, Biden or Trump? Trump is winning that with 57%. I think you're seeing a retrospective assessment of Biden and the direction the Democratic Party was going. It really a lot more negative than it was on Election Day. And they're looking at the contrast on immigration, on economic policy, on some of the social policies. And boy, they're reevaluating. And the Democratic Party, I have never seen anything like this. This is a record low for the Democratic Party in terms of favorability. It has fallen really, really way down. And I don't think there's any leadership right now that's going to be able to bring that back.
Okay. So they're becoming less popular since the election. He's not going to tell you why, so I will. We're finding out what they did. Mm-hmm. And this is only the beginning of it. I mean, again, open the show today with the Biden administration responded to a FOIA denying, we don't have special programs to let illegal immigrants we can't vet who have no ID walk right past Americans at the TSA checkout line and just get on the plane with them. We don't have that program. No, so sorry, we can't provide you any documents. They did. They did have the program. They did have the documents. They lied, which is a crime. And the Trump administration responded to the FOIA, said, here, no, have them. Yeah, they had that program. I mean, this stuff just comes in. It's day after day after day. Stacey Abrams is walking off with $2 billion. They're transferring $20 billion out the door in gold bars to their friends. I mean, we didn't know this at the election. See, the Democrat Party is becoming less popular the more we find out what they did. Which is incredible.
Well, no wonder they wanted all that censorship.
Yeah, I'm serious. So all of that is going on. Meanwhile, on top of all of that, they are trying to save 60 Minutes is the criminal cabal running the DOJ and the FBI with absolutely hysterical reports. And you should see the left, by the way, they've given up on Blue Sky. They're back on X.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, well, there's a lot of them back. And they want you to know they are very alarmed that the DOJ and the FBI might be politicized.
So Blue Sky is falling?
Yeah, Blue Sky is falling. I'll tell you what. Okay, here you go. Scott Pelley, 60 Minutes.
What is the tripwire, in your view, that would signal that the country is in serious trouble?
Well, I think we're already there.
What is the tripwire?
Okay,
in
so
your
that's
view?
It. So I didn't mean to hit it twice. Sorry, it's sensitive. Yeah, so we're already there. We're in terrible trouble. The DOJ and the FBI are under attack. Dan Bongino and Kash Patel are going to politicize these agencies. They're apolitical right now, as you know, Lee. But they're going to politicize these agencies.
The U.S. Department of Justice is reeling tonight from firings and resignations in the first weeks of the Trump administration. One senior leader describes a workplace of confusion and fear. The Justice Department wields enormous power through the FBI and federal prosecutors. It is critical to crime fighting and national security. But even more, the Justice Department is where Americans look for the rule of law.
No, that's the Constitution,
President
bud.
Trump
Bill
has
of Rights.
Been a target
Thanks,
of
though.
Its investigations during the Biden administration. Now Trump says his administration is cleaning up a Justice Department corrupted by politics. Fear has silenced many in the department, but two prosecutors we met chose to speak up.
The Justice Department is under attack. They're coming after.
Okay,
the
shut up. I can't even listen to
Mr.
this.
Mr. Pelley, where were you when these very people were lying about the investigations into the presidency of Donald J. Trump in the previous administration?
And those lies, remember, were not just lies. They were crimes.
Crimes.
Because they did it under oath, under penalty of perjury, to the FISA court 5 times. And we know they were crimes. It's indisputable they were crimes because, remember, acting director Andrew McCabe was referred to the Justice Department for prosecution for those crimes. The only reason he wasn't prosecuted is Biden won.
Yeah.
So to act like they don't know that there is still a referral for criminal prosecution sitting at the Department of Justice for the acting director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, to pretend you don't know that. And by the way, you want to know where McCabe is today? On CNN, screaming and yelling about the politicization of the FBI. He should be in prison. He would be if the Biden administration wasn't corrupt. But I want to read this from Mark Hemingway because he absolutely nails this. He says, once again, no state of emergency when the FBI meddled in the election, lied to get warrants to spy on an elected president, spied on Catholics and parents at school board meetings. But a president responds to this by cleaning house and it's chilling. Yeah. You want to know real chilling? I want to remind you what chilling is. Chilling is when the guy running for office and his family have illegally taken tens of millions of dollars from our worst enemies on earth. And our federal government, Lee, knows that. The FBI knows it and the IRS knows it because they were investigating it. They laundered the money. They lied on their tax forms. And the FBI's solution to that is, we'll just censor anybody talking about the laptop so we can get that guy in office. So folks, remember, understand this. When the FBI censored the Hunter Biden laptop story, okay, they weren't just censoring evidence that would make the Democrat look bad. They were censoring evidence, Lee, of the Biden's family's crimes that were on the laptop. That was the point of hiding it. You couldn't say it was true because then somebody had to go to prison. And even more outrageous, now we know this, the FBI and IRS had that laptop in their possession for over 9 months at the time they censored the New York Post for claiming it was real, and they knew it was real. And that crimes were documented on it when they censored the story saying exactly that. And 60 Minutes wants to cry me a river of tears. Oh, no, we might go in the agency and figure out who did it. Yeah, we should. They should go to prison. That is aiding and abetting crimes. So in the process, you know, the FBI, think about this, put it and its censors put in a family that had committed crimes in partnership with our worst enemies into the White House. But they get totally outraged, the mainstream media, that Bongino and Patel are going to clean the place up? Well, we like to cover crimes when it's liberals who get elected. That's your position.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting here? This is what I think is happening. I think Patel's going to go in there and run the place in the ATF. I think Bongino's in there to go after Russia collusion. Because nobody has a more encyclopedic knowledge than Bongino, except perhaps John Solomon at Just the News. You could have probably appointed him too. But Bongino is going to have that zeal that Solomon wouldn't have.
Yeah.
And I think that's – he knows – what rocks to look under, and I think that's exactly where he's going to go, straight for CrowdStrike. He's going to go straight for that server. By the way, here's a question. This is a simple, basic question. This is where I'd start. Where's the server? Where is he? I mean, you required Donald Trump to turn over more than a million documents because he was a Russian colluder, based on the fact that the Russians had hacked the DNC server to help him win in a coup. Where's the server? Where'd it go? Did you ever look at it? Well, they admitted they didn't. Where'd it go? Where it's evidence. Where'd it go? I mean, just basic stuff like that, folks. The stuff you, I opened this segment, Lee, with that Mark Penn, you know, Democrat pollster saying, look, we have lost approval rating. We have lost points since the election. Yeah, people are finding out the stuff we're going to find out. I mean, Jim Jordan, Lee, was on Laura Ingraham last night, and he was saying, listen, we know the FBI knows who put those pipe bombs outside the DNC and the RNC. Mm-hmm. They know, and they won't tell us. I got a theory about who they might have been affiliated with, but whatever. They won't tell us. What happens when we get that stuff? Why hasn't that person been prosecuted? We had so much zeal. We had grannies peacefully walk into the Capitol and take a selfie. They had full pre-dawn raids. Where's the guy with the pipe bomb? Hmm? Where's that guy? Why won't the FBI turn it over? Why did they lie under oath to Congress about having the information? Remember, they lied and said, oh, it all glitched out. We couldn't get it. Then the phone company's like, yeah, no, we gave it to them. They have it. What happens when we get that? Then what happens to Democrats' approval ratings? Folks, we're just getting started. So let this animate your day. They're going down in ways we can't even imagine yet.